Blog Talk Radio.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
Link established.
You're connected to the Access America Radio Network.
Oh, I have access.
Welcome to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. My name is Scott Kraskowski. We've got a big show planned for tonight, including a very special guest joining us on the phone tonight. Of course, as always, joined by goalie Bob Nemitz. Bob, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing very good. It's been a great week of high definition, and we'll see what we can add to that.
And as I said, we have a very special guest joining us on the line tonight, someone who's going by the name of Mr. X. Good evening, Mr. X. How you doing tonight?
Good evening, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Mr. X, would you mind telling us where you're calling us from tonight?
I am calling you from the DirecTV Revolution.
Woohoo! All right. We got a live call from the DirecTV Revolution. So, Mr. X, tell us what you've seen and heard so far from the Revolution show.
Well, we haven't really seen that much. I didn't see the list. I know DirecTV launched some new HD channels today. They weren't very many in comparison to what Dish Network did yesterday. But I think the real interesting thing, we had two things that were launched. First thing's going to be 3D high def. And the second thing is we do have the new DirecTV multi-room DVR solution. Those are the two real products that they've been kind of pushing the entire show. And, I really want to touch base on the new DirecTV multi-room DVR technology. They have definitely got a home run here with it. I'm very impressed. The ones that are technical here, you get a single-wire multi-switch, runs into a single-wire multi-switch splitter. You run a single coax to each television in your house, and the actual network runs over the coaxial cable. Mm-hmm. To hook your receivers up to the internet, all you do is you run a cable off the single-wire multi-switch. You run it down to your router. There's a converter plugged in the wall. You plug your coax into it. You plug your Ethernet into the open port on the router. And what essentially does, it hooks all your receivers up to the Ethernet, number one, so you have internet access. Number two, it actually hooks all the receivers, DVR and non-DVR receivers, to share the DVR functions. You can actually go in there and...
Go ahead.
Yeah, and the neat thing, you can play back, essentially, you can have a non... You can have, let's say you have a typical household, two DVRs, and two just standard HD receivers, you can go on one of the standard HD receivers and you can record a show and it'll say, do you want to record a living room DVR? You want to record it on a master bedroom DVR? And essentially, it almost turns the non-DVR receivers into having DVR. And I really, first of all, I mean, the way this wires up is totally amazing. I mean, there's no... with Dish Network, you're using the, we call them the Sling Link adapters, where it's running it over basically Ethernet over the power line, or you're physically running Ethernet cable. I mean, this is I've never seen anything. This is the way it should have been designed from the get-go. Just run the coax to the back of the receiver, and then it's already got the connectivity. Now, some of the older receivers do require a little... coax out to the Ethernet and the satellite feed, but it's really nice. But it's a really nice solution. When you play it back, you have DVR functionality. I don't know about the pause and rewind on the for live TV. I didn't play with that function yet. But just being able to record shows that and being able to play them back, it's really just I think it blows anything I've seen out of the water in terms of sharing it.
Hmm. Did they announce when it's going to be available nationwide? I understand currently they're testing it in 3 test markets. Anything about rolling it out to everywhere else?
I heard a little bit about that, and they're talking about right now where, I'm going to say middle of May maybe, they say that they're found some bugs in the software and they're redoing the software. I really didn't get an exact launch date on it.
Mm-hmm.
The only real downside that I see to it is, basically, when you do play back a show, it does take a couple extra seconds to actually access that DVR event. When you do fast forward, it does take another second or so to, for you to actually notice the fast forward picking up and stopping. But for playing back the show, it works pretty good. It's it's best you're going to get sharing a video feed over the network like it is.
Well, hopefully you can get some pictures of that new equipment for us because it does sound very interesting. I'm sure Satellite Guys members would love to see it. Did you attend last night's opening ceremonies?
Yes, I did. We had Bill Cosby here, actually.
And how was old Bill Cosby doing?
I didn't catch the entire thing. I did catch a good, probably, I think, 3/4 of the show. And I'll tell you, I normally don't laugh. I mean, he was just everyday situations, with his wife. And everything's funny. I mean, I pretty much handed it to DirecTV on the entertainment. I mean, it was really a, world-class entertainment. I mean, Bill Cosby, it takes a lot of effort, just a good guest.
Well, Mr. X, I know you've been to a number of the Dish Network events, the Team Summit. How was the food compared to a Dish Network event? How was the overall quality of everything down there compared to, like, a Dish Network event?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm more of a, meat and potatoes type of guy. I really don't, pay much attention to the food. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, they had generally the same type of food that you'd see at a Dish Network Team Summit.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really impressed there. I mean, the one thing that they do stand out, they did have pretty much open bar. So there was no, drink tickets where Charlie... Well, you're getting 2 drinks, you don't buy anything else. It was pretty much open. I mean, they had girls going around last night. Whatever you wanted to drink, pretty much they were bringing it to you.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. What do they got planned for tonight's festivities?
Tonight we're supposed to have a casino night. And let me go look at my little schedule here, and I'll tell you what else we got. But I know it's casino night tonight, and I know they're having some more breakout sessions tomorrow. Let me see here. Tuesday, pretty much casino night tonight. Tomorrow they're going to have a Q&A and a wrap-up session, and then more of the breakout sessions with a lunch. Some noticeable differences. I've been to a lot of the team summits, and, they didn't really have a tech expo here. I mean, their test engineer booth was basically consisted of one table. And questions, which was nice, but nothing to really see like Dish Network, where they've got an entire corner just dedicated to it. There really wasn't that much there. I mean, there's no vendors there, and it's kind of the differences between the two. You look at when you go to a Dish Network convention, they've got maybe 100, 200 vendors there. They've got all the programmers and I think the only one I saw was Showtime. I haven't really seen anybody else there in terms of a vendor. And, just a very small trade show compared to what you normally see with Dish, where, Dish is kind of like when you go up there, you're kind of focused on the trade show is basically the focus of their entire show. And you don't really see that here. I mean, you're kind of more, they're kind of focusing more on the training sessions. And the opening ceremonies and everything.
Right. All right.
I did get to check out the 3D TV display.
Oh, yes. I was just about to ask you about that. What do you
think? Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, there is a... I don't really see, and this is my honest opinion, and I, you know, I'm not always right in everything here, but I don't really see the 3D taking off. It's, you know, first of all, we had the glasses that we wore, and I just really wasn't impressed with the, we had a nice demo. I mean, they gave us popcorn and everything. They had the glasses, they played some demo clips, but I wasn't really impressed with it. I don't think that, you know, I think it's nice if you want to, you know, if they want to do a couple pay-per-view channels in the 3D, which, by the way, their 3D does not require any new equipment. They're going to download software to their existing HD DVRs. You would just need to purchase a 3D HD TV, obviously. I think it's going to be nice if you do. But honestly, I can't see somebody sitting there watching ESPN or watching an HBO-like channel and just watching 3D. I mean, first of all, you got to get the glasses, which glasses are very clunky. There's some electronics in those glasses. I just wasn't really... I just can't see myself putting glasses on every time I want to watch TV. It's more of a special treat, you know, where you do it maybe once every couple months rather than an everyday thing watching 3D high def. I mean, the picture quality was
good. How did you find the quality? Was it dark because of the glasses, or did it look okay?
The issue I had with the glasses was, and I don't know if it was a feature, I don't know if the glasses were set I had were broken. I had to keep on actually looking away from the screen and then going back to the screen, and then it would actually get fuzzy. And then when I would look up and then up, it did seem a little bit darker on the 3D HD. And, you know, I mean, once it came in and I was actually, I think my glasses were broken, to be honest with you. But once I was watching the 3D content, it was very clear. I mean, you did see the difference. You could see the differences in the background, but it's where you can see the depth in the field. But there's nothing like that. You know, I remember going to a 3D movie when I was a little kid. You know, they gave you the $2 glasses. And, you know,
yeah,
they stuck their hand out at you and actually went at you. And I wasn't seeing that. I was, you know, more seeing it like as if you had an extra, you know, 6 or 8 inches of depth behind the screen of the TV. It wasn't like you think of it in the theaters where the stuff is popping out at you. At least I didn't see any content that had that.
Yeah, that's something we talked about on previous shows, and that's something I mentioned because I was able to test the different 3D products at CES, and it was more of a field of depth than a true 3D. And, you know, I've always wondered why the hell you need a new TV set and these special glasses to watch 3D when, all honestly, the old blue and red glasses gave you much better 3D effects. And it's just a thing to get you to buy new TVs, I think.
That's kind of how I kind of feel the same way. And you know, I'm just looking at it, you know, first of all, you're going to spend $3,000, you know, extra $3,000 on the TV. And at this point, it's, you know, what do you get? And, you know, I really don't understand the technology yet, but I can't see people going out there and buying the glasses. And because you got a family of four people, you're going to need four glasses to have all four people be able to enjoy it. And it would be special. I can find out when, you know, when 3D is on. Heck, I probably won't even find my glasses half the time. The way I lose stuff.
At $100 a pair of glasses, though, Mr. X, you don't want to lose your glasses. That's for sure.
No, I'll lose them, and then I'll end up having to order new ones overnight. And then by the time I get the new ones overnight, I'll probably forget what I was going to watch, I mean, knowing myself.
So, Mr. X, what's the general feeling from dealers and retailers who are at the show this year? Are they pumped up? Are they upset? How do they feel the industry's going right now?
You know, I'll be honest with you. This is my first DirecTV Revolution, and, you know, I generally know everybody. When it comes to Dish Network, I talk to a lot of retailers. I don't really know that many retailers here. But just from the way my general feeling, it's been quiet. You know, we don't really, when you go to a Dish Network type convention, I mean, you got everybody is kind of like speaking up. But the feeling that I've gotten is more like, I don't know how to explain it. You know, nobody's coming out saying anything. They're going to the classes. They're going to the events. They're going to the show. Everybody seems to be happy. But you're not. I'm not really seeing a lot of dealer participation. You know, when you go to Team Summit, you kind of got everybody up on the trade show floor, you know, talking to people, doing stuff, and interacting. And I don't really see that much interacting over here. You know, at the same time, when I say that, it just seems like the way DirecTV, but then the way DirecTV handles the stuff, it's kind of like more, and I'm not going to say professional, like, but if I got my little bag here they gave us, and they gave us a really nice bag, because they gave us a little stitch bag. It has a DirecTV logo stitched on. It says, you know, DirecTV Revolution, all in gray stitched letters, and the materials that they're putting together, and the, some of the things that they're giving us. I mean, they're giving us the bag here must cost $20-$30. Mm-hmm. And I know the bags that you get at Team Summit, I mean, they're usually just printed with the they're just a generic bag, and they just print the logo on it and everything. You know, DirecTV's doing a little bit more to make themselves stand out. But, you know, I kind of wish it was it's a little bit different atmosphere than Team Summit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they have their positives, and they all have their negatives. One thing I should mention, last night, you know, we had the DirecTV blimp was flying all around the hotel last night. And I thought that was pretty cool. Somebody said that, this is interesting, somebody said that they're actually going to have the DirecTV blimp down in San Antonio for the Dish Network convention.
It wouldn't surprise me. I understand that Dish Network was out in Texas today giving away Dish Network service to DirecTV customers with free service for a year. Have you heard anything about that?
You know, I must have missed the guys here because I had my DirecTV bill here and I was going to turn it in. But I must have missed them this morning. Apparently, I heard they were down here this morning. Dish Network was down here doing that this morning. The other thing I found a little bit hilarious is on all the freeways coming, or at least I saw one. I heard there was multiple billboards out here where Dish Network actually purchased billboards, and they put, like, the lead. I don't know exactly what it said, but it was the leading satellite TV provider, you know, appreciates its dealers. And then it had, you know, Dish Network thanks you and stuff. And then the other side, it had a little line halfway. The eye was split, and then it said DirecTV. It said nope under it. And I just kind of found it kind of odd that Dish Network would, you know, purchase ad space for that, you know, just kind of one-up DirecTV going in here for their dealers.
Right, right. Well, I'm not really understanding Dish Network's marketing department as of the current weekend, and we're going to talk about that a little later here in the show. Anything else to wrap up, Mr. X?
No, I mean, it's pretty good here. We're going to have casino night tonight. I can't really wait. I think that's going to be good. You know, Jim and Charlie, I don't know why we don't have casino night at Team Summit anymore. But I'm looking a little bit forward to that. You know, other than that, I mean, all in all, I mean, good show. I mean, definitely worth coming down. You know, I will say this, DirecTV really does try to put on a good event for their dealers. And I'm glad to be a part of it. Hopefully, you know, Dish Network is listening here and they take some stuff into consideration. You know, if Amir is listening or somebody, you know, let's get some pizza at Team Summit or something. Get some decent food. I've been saying it for years, you know, it'd be cheaper if they just served us pizza at Team Summit.
Well, you know,
some of the
bald
stuff they do.
You know the bald guy there, Amir. He's a health food junkie, so I don't think you're going to get any pizza out of him.
Well, hey, you know, we could do, I don't know. But, hey, pizza's got all four food groups, you know. That's what I always say. But we're really, really, really satisfied with the event, and, you know, I can't wait to attend Team Summit and give you guys a report from there.
So, Mr. X, we're hoping that you'll send us over some pictures, of especially some of this new equipment that you're seeing. We know a lot of Satellite Guys members would love to see that. Also, a couple people in the chat room want pictures of the drink girls. So make sure you get a couple of those as well.
Picture of what?
Make sure you get some pictures of the drink girls as well.
Ooh, yeah, I should. Those are, I mean, they did a pretty good job there, I will say that.
All right, Mr. X is coming to us live tonight from Dallas, Texas, the home of DirecTV's Revolution. And we thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. X.
Appreciate you having me, Scott.
All right, well, thank you again. All right, that was Mr. X once again coming to us from Dallas, Texas, at the DirecTV Revolution show. Kind of nice having him call in. And speaking of the call in, we haven't given our phone numbers yet. The number tonight is 877-728-4897. And before we go any further, Bob, hi, Bob.
I'm here.
Just want to make sure you're there.
I'm just being quiet in the background, listening to the wonderful report that Mr. X gave us. And wow, I can't wait to see this new technology, especially the MRV technology, hit home front to every American that has DirecTV.
I've been saying for a while now that this MRV kicks the butt of anything that Dish Network has done in the way of multi-room type viewing. Dish Network basically has a TV1, TV2 set up, but with the MRV, you can share all your content among all your receivers, and that's really, really cool.
Yeah, and really what it...
Sorry, Bob, go ahead.
Oh, what I was going to say was really what it seems like is they're taking a page out of AT&T's book with U-verse, and I'm glad to see that, and glad to see a provider that has that MRV viewing.
Yeah. By the way, before we go any further, Bob, I want to make an announcement, and tonight is probably going to be the last edition of the Satellite Guys radio show for a while. We've enjoyed doing it for you, and it's coming up on the summer season when there's not going to be too much real satellite news. So, and plus we're having a ton of technical difficulties with the internet broadcast where we do them. So we're going to retool a little bit and come on back sometime in the fall with the live radio shows. But that does not mean we're not going to still do them. It's just going to be on an as-needed basis. Does that make any sense?
Makes a lot of sense, and what you can expect is maybe how we're doing the podcast version before. If DirecTV continues to bash in Dish Network and vice versa, and they break any real news, then we'll come and bring that to you in the podcast form, and we'll make sure that you guys are well informed.
Yeah, if there's definitely news, we'll definitely do it. It'll be live. We can still have call-ins and all the other stuff. Just want to not be stuck on Tuesday nights trying to do this and being annoyed the entire time that nobody can hear us because the internet keeps cutting out. So also another thing we're planning on doing is we're going to be renting some space on a server, and we're going to actually be doing a lot more live broadcast, and we're going to be doing a lot more live music as well. People have been enjoying that, so that is something there, so that's what we're looking to do there. That's the honest truth of what's going on. It's just hard to do a radio show when there's nothing to talk about, and we're having trouble finding guests for the show, and also we're having difficulties, doing the show because of the internet issues that we've been having. Oh, and as I said that, I got about 50 pictures in from Mr. X on my phone here. My iPhone was going nuts with dings. So we'll continue doing shows. We'll advertise before we do them live so you know when to tune in. And we'll also send them over to Access America so they can rebroadcast them if they wish. And we're just going to turn it down just a little bit just for the reasons stated above. And now let's go back into something that Mr. X was talking about. And he was mentioning that Dish Network purchased some billboards down in Dallas, Texas, talking about the retailers and making fun of DirecTV. Well, it looks like DirecTV's got the upper hand this week. Because as earlier in the week, on Monday, Dish Network announced that they now have 200 high-definition channels available to their customers with 922 receivers. Now, I have a 922, Bob. I don't see 200 channels.
Dish Network is starting to play the game that Comcast and other cable companies are playing. The way that they're playing the game is they're saying that they have HD choices. While that would be great with VOD, a movie like Natural Born Killers or another movie like Finding Nemo is not an all-day channel. I don't care if it's on a VOD basis. It's still not an all-day channel. It's not physically broadcasting.
Yeah, as you guys know, I work for Dish Network, helping them with this website. And I actually work underneath the marketing department, and I don't agree with what's going on with these channel counts. And personally, what I'd like to see from both companies is if you subscribe to our starter level package, you get X number of channels in high definition. If you subscribe to our middle package, you get this many channels in high definition. And if you subscribe to our ultimate package, here's how many high-definition channels you get. Because in reality, you're getting about, from both, maybe about 100 national HD channels, if that. And to say it's you're getting 200 channels is a little disingenuous when you can't tune to half of them, or half of them require, $6.99 to watch one movie on it. That's my feeling on it. And speaking of feelings, I have a feeling we have a phone call right now, so let's go to the 816 area code and say hello, caller. You're on the air.
Well, this is the Godfather, in case you hadn't figured that out.
Oh, hey, it's John H. Hi, John. How you doing?
Okay. I was just wondering if the comparison between DirecTV and Dish Network, if they've done any consideration as to the Hawaii and Alaska and Puerto Rico offerings.
Well, Dish has made some inroads this year with that, and the Uplink Report, since you're the godfather of Uplink Reports. They're doing a bunch more. They're going to be introducing a new dish for Puerto Rico at Team Summit next month, which is basically a 1.2-meter dish with two or three LNBs on the front. So they're definitely taking care of those people there. Alaska, they're going to be taken care of as well, and there's some movements afoot about that. And Puerto Rico just got a whole slew of stuff about 2 months ago, so they're catching up finally. And once EchoStar 14 is up there, it's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd just check in here and let you know I finally got to receive it on my BlackBerry.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah. Health-wise, you're doing okay? Everything good there, John?
Oh, yeah, no problem with that. Just get upset every now and then with the bank.
Now, for people who don't know who this is online, this is John H. He's the godfather of Uplink Reports. And he started doing Uplink Reports by hand a long, long time ago on DBS forums. How did you learn how to do all that stuff, John?
Well, I was a broadcast engineering technician way back in the 60s, and I just kept on working at it and the technology in and figured out how to do that MPEG stuff with a little help from Rod Hewitt, who many of you probably know.
MTS Reader, yep.
And I've just been sticking with it.
Yeah, and it's really taken off, and we have you to thank for all the Uplink reports, because if it wasn't for you, I don't think we'd be doing it today. And I know DigiBlur, who's going to be coming on the line here in a little while, or is scheduled to come on the line with us in a little while, he thanks you every day for all the help you've given him in writing our Satellite Guys Uplink tool. So thank you for that, John.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, and I'll keep putting in whatever I can do. And thank you for taking a call. I'll let you get back to whatever else.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, John. It's good to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. John H., the godfather of Uplink Reports. Actually, an honor to have him calling in tonight and saying hello to everybody out there. So getting back to the HD, as we know, Dish Network launched 8 new HD channels, and it was really no surprise to your listeners out there, you guys listening, because we've been talking about them for the last couple weeks. And once again, Satellite Guys was 100% on the money, Bob.
Yeah, exactly. And have you seen the quality of Epix HD in these new high-def? All I got to say is, wow, they blow me away.
Yeah, the Epix looks fantastic. Too bad they don't have any movies I want to watch, but it looks tremendous. I was watching the Diary of Anne Frank last night on Turner Classic Movies, which is a black and white film, and my God, black and white looks so good in high definition. It's unbelievable. And I haven't watched any of the other channels yet. I turned on G4 last night, and the show they were showing was not in high definition. It was in standard definition. But I'm really looking forward to tuning in and seeing Olivia Munn in HD, Bob.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are.
Oh, man. Let's see here. And also the big announcement today was from DirecTV, who came out and announcing they're going to be adding 30
new high-definition channels.
30 new high-definition channels. Yes, that's correct. 30 new high-definition channels. And some of the channels they listed are as follows. Comcast Sports Network Bay Area, Comcast Sports Network California, Encore HD East, a big one that everybody's waiting for, ESPN UHD, FSN Florida, Goal TV HD, which is a brand new HD channel. It hasn't even started broadcasting yet. Hallmark Channel HD, Hallmark Movie Channel HD, HBO 2 East HD, HBO Zone HD, Lifetime HD, MSNBC HD, Showtime Beyond HD, Showtime Next HD, Showtime Woman HD, Starz Cinema HD, Starz in Black HD, Telefutura HD West, I don't know why it's just the West, but Telefutura HD West, the Movie Channel Extra HD East, another one people have been waiting for, Travel Channel HD, Univision HD East, WGN HD, and of course the channels that everybody's waiting for, not additional DirecTV Cinema channels. That's our lineup of channels coming down from DirecTV in May.
Yeah, I can't wait for Univision HD. I don't know about you, Scott. I like watching the game shows with all the ladies that they have that are half-dressed.
Yeah. I don't understand a word of Spanish, but I love watching the Spanish television, and it's just for that reason. Wow. The great thing about the press release, and this was really a slam dunk for DirecTV's marketing department, I think, was in their press release they put out this morning, it said something interesting here. I'm going to read it. It says, while Dish Network is very skilled at grossly inflating their HD numbers, you'll be hard-pressed to find an actual list of comprehensive HD channels that match the recent claims. We invite customers to go to DirecTV.com/HD channels to see a list of all DirecTV's more than 160 HD channels. We challenge Dish to publish a list of their full-time HD channels so consumers can decide and count for themselves. All I can say to that is, ouch. And it made Dish Network's press release on Monday morning look like... look really bad. I guess that's the safest way I can say it on the radio, Bob.
Yeah, when you take away the HDVOD content and you take away the HDRSNs, which are not in full time, so they shouldn't count towards the full time count. Really, you get maybe right around 75 to 100 HD channels on Dish Network.
Yeah, so you know that was a really well written press release by DirecTV, and a number of the media sources out there picked up on it, and. If you call Dish Network's marketing department, and I know numerous people who have, and ask for a list of all HD channels, they will not give you one, and they really don't want to talk about it. So I think they really shot themselves in the foot by saying that they're offering 200 HD channels when obviously they're not. And, you know, guys, you're selling stuff to customers here who pay good money for the stuff. Let them know what they're getting for their dollar. That's all that we ask. That goes
yeah,
both
don't.
Sides.
Yeah, don't half it. Do it right the first time, and you'll be good to go.
Honesty is the best policy, not this hoopla of 200 channels crap that you ain't you're not broadcasting. A channel is something that has shows and a schedule on it, not one movie repeated. Well, it's not even repeated over and over again because it's coming off the hard drive of your DVR. That's not a channel. That's on demand, okay? There's a big difference between those two. And Dish... sorry to say, you don't have 200 channels. DirecTV surprisingly has stopped advertising that they have capacity for 200 channels, which I found kind of interesting. But at least they're being more honest in their accounts. Again, I'd love to see a account where it doesn't include any pay-per-view, any premium movie channels, or any RSNs. in it and give an honest count of what national channels a person's really going to get when they subscribe to either service. That's the best way. That's the honest way. And in the end, you'll have happier customers because they know exactly what they're getting from either service. And that's my thoughts on that, Bob.
So, Scott, I got a feeling.
Do we have another caller?
Yes.
All right, let's go to the 334 area code and say, hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Wes Register. How are you all today?
Good, thanks. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I got a quick question for you. I've got a little computer business here in my little hometown of Eufaula, home theater business. So I get this question every day. I just happened to notice in the Uplink report last week that the local Uplink, they're not active, but I guess they're testing them, which I honestly never would have thought in a thousand years that they would actually put the Columbus locals on satellite in our area. But question is, how long do they usually test those channels for exactly? Do y'all know?
Normally about 3 weeks.
Okay.
But we've seen in cases before where they've been up there for months and months and months and never been turned on. In fact, after amount of time, they shut them off.
Wow.
And it's for a number of reasons. It's number one, that they don't have retransmission consent with all of them, and they're trying to get them and showing to the station, here, we've got a spot ready for you to go. Let's work a deal here. Other times, it's a technical issue where they're planning on getting a station up, but the fiber's not run, and they're having trouble getting a fiber in to bring in that station. And other times, there's just no contract there, so they only launch with two or three stations instead of, you know, the full suite. And normally 3 weeks is about the time.
I checked the Uplink report, it looked like that. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The Uplink report was saying that, you know, they pretty much got all of them, Fox, ABC, NBC. The only odd thing is that they've got a little independent channel that is a WLGA, a little independent channel Uplinked, and it doesn't even have a association with anything at all. They don't have a CW, but they've got the WLGA for some odd reason. But in my work every day, I always get asked when locals will ever come to satellite, because the local NBC and the local Fox is just their transmit power is kind of pathetic. And so if you live around my area, you get ABC and CBS off the antenna, and that's pretty much all you can get.
Yeah, the little independent station that you were talking about, do they show any sports?
No, it's nothing. I mean, they have...
Hmm.
They were CW, and then they got their CW affiliation taken from them last year, and now the CW is actually on a sub-channel of NBC. But for some reason, that's Uplinked, and I don't really know why they're on there in the first place.
Well, it could be a case of, and I don't know who the owner of the station is, but sometimes when they negotiate to carry HDs, sometimes a station is owned by, in an area is owned by one company. They have two stations in the area. And so part of the carriage agreement to carry the good station, let's say it's an ABC station, they also have to carry their own independent station.
Okay. The other thing, I've seen that the station manager had come out and said that DirecTV should be, well, I think they said next month in May, they should start putting in the equipment to actually start broadcasting the locals DirecTV. Is there like a time frame? Like how long does it usually take for them to get the equipment in and things like that? Is it months? Is it a year? Or is there any kind of time frame for that?
It really depends on the area. Sometimes they get a fiber, it's just making a phone call and flipping a switch for the phone company. And other times it's physically laying fiber from point A to the telephone company and then out from the telephone company to the switches and stuff. So
okay.
It really depends. There's no clear answer for that because each area is different.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's kind of what I needed to know. I know I get bombarded with those questions pretty much every day on my line of work, so it's nice to, at least have some kind of information for all my customers that I have.
Yeah, hopefully coming soon, and I hate using that soon word, but when they're uplinked, it's usually a good sign.
All right. Well, hey, I sure do appreciate it, and enjoy the site very much.
Great. Thank you for calling. All right. And that, we got the phone lines open again. The phone number to call in is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. And tonight's final episode for a while, of course, of the Satellite Guys radio show is brought to you by SpiderOak.com. Back up your precious data with SpiderOak.com services. Sign up today and get 3 gigabytes for free. Free? Yeah, sign up today. No, put your credit cards away. You don't need to pay any money. Just go there, give them your email address, download their software, and enter the code SATGUYS, and you've got 3 gigabytes of space for life where you can back up all your photos and your documents and mail and stuff like that. 3 gigabytes of space is yours to do what you want with it, and that's from SpiderOak.com. Don't forget, when signing up, when you're setting up the software, to enter into promo code SATGUYS. That's SATGUYS. Thank you to SpiderOak.com for sponsoring tonight's Satellite Guys radio show. And, Bob, we're just waiting here now for DigiBlur to call in, so hopefully we hear from him in a little while. And got a question from Bluegrass in the chat room asking what HD channels are being tested right now on Dish. And actually had a chance to go into an engineering box today to dial into one remotely. And as far as new HD goes, there was 3 channels up there, QVC HD, RFD, TV HD, and Outdoor Channel HD. Those were the 3 channels that were in testing that are new. However, I found something really interesting, and that there's a ton of test channels, and it appears to be from 72.7, which is mirroring all the premium channels. Mirroring all the premium channels that Dish Network carries, so we could be seeing those flipped on pretty soon, and all the premiums will be mirrored on 72.7 there. So that's something interesting that is going up there. And if you got any questions for us, we also have our chat room open. You can join us at chat.satelliteguys.us, or better yet, just give us a call at 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. So, Bob, I understand you put up a new list tonight of baseball games not being shown in HD on Dish Network. How big is that list tonight?
It's pretty big tonight. There's a good handful of games, not only MLB games, but also NHL games that aren't being shown to certain local subscribers. And I really wish Dish Network would get on the ball and get these HD RSNs going full-time. It's a lot of people are upset not at the fact that Dish is carrying not carrying packages such as MLB Extra Innings. They're more upset at the fact that they can't see their local sports and locally produced sports programming in high definition all the time, as there are a lot more than games that are being broadcasted now on those RSNs, and people are kind of wanting to start to see those RSNs go full-time.
Yeah, well, I understand that the they want to get more national HD channels up, and they feel that if they put 28, you know, RSNs up there in HD full time, then they're not going to be able to offer new national HD channels. So they got to weigh it, I guess, and feel which way customers want it. Because to be honest, even though the RSNs are transmitted nationally, people are only seeing the games, especially the HD games, in their own local area only. And it's a tough decision to make, and I'm not envious of the programming guys at Dish for making this decision, because I know it is a tough decision to make.
Right, I know, and especially right now, the way that Dish Network is launching new satellites and the way that they're moving those movie channels over from 61.5 to 72, hopefully they'll clean up a lot of room, and hopefully we can get things going to where maybe Dish Network, they could go ahead and per se.
Yeah. And the question in the chat room is saying Fuel HD and Wii HD. I haven't heard anything about them coming anytime soon. Just last year, we had Fuel added to the Dish Network lineup. Back in May of last year, it came to Dish Network, and that's when we got Speed HD. Everybody was bugging about that. They said, we got to get Speed HD because NASCAR is coming, and by God, they got it. And now people are clamoring for Fuel and some other channels there. And as I said before, Bob, HD is like sex. You can never have enough.
Yeah, exactly. I know a lot of people are starting to want to view things only in high definition and getting rid of those SD channels. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see an all HD future coming here in the next 6 months to a year.
I would say it's going to take a little longer than that, but I can see a time where paying for standard definition feeds may be costing you extra than the high definition feeds. I can definitely see that happening somewhere down the line. That would be kind of interesting to see. All right, you're listening to the Satellite Guys radio show. I'm Scott Gruskowski, joined by Goldie Bob Nemes tonight. Our phone lines are wide open. We've got 8 lines set up and waiting for your call right here tonight at 877-728-4897. Again, this is probably going to be our last live show for a little bit, and we're going to be taking a little break and trying to tune our equipment a little better and get some better technology in here so we can bring you the Satellite Guys radio show without all the and other sound effects that you hear because of the internet technology we're using. I want to make sure that's good, and also want to make sure that we have stuff to report to you. That's very important that we have some news to report to you and keep you in tune and informed. And at the beginning of the show, we had Mr. X joining us from the DirecTV Revolution show, and he was talking about 3D TV. And Bob, as you know, this week we launched our new 3D TV forum here at Satellite Guys. Have you had a chance to check it out yet?
Yeah, I've gone in there and poked around a little bit, and I've seen a lot of the reviews that people are posting, and very good. Keep it up, guys.
Believe it or not, we actually have a couple members that already have 3D televisions. In fact, we have one member who has two. Man, okay, I couldn't imagine having one right now, and someone actually has two of them in his home right now, so that's really incredible. The big news going around the tech world right now, especially today, has been Gizmodo.com has got its hands on a fourth-generation iPhone. Have you seen that, Bob?
Yeah, I've seen that, and this phone looks absolutely sweet. My question is when can I sign up for Verizon service and use this phone on Verizon?
Well, the insides don't look like it's going to be for Verizon since it's got a mini SIM slot, but who knows, maybe they're working on more than one version. And hopefully they are, but I'm still on AT&T, and I got to be honest, I've been very hard on AT&T in the past, but their service is actually improving here in Connecticut. And looking at the specs of that new iPhone, especially with the glass back instead of a metal back, it's supposed to eliminate a lot of the drop call problems and some of the low speeds that people are getting with their iPhones because the metal was blocking the signal coming out of the phone. And I find that encouraging, and I can tell you right now I want one.
Yeah, I like the added front-facing camera, and also I like the fact that they've added a flash to their camera, so that way you can use a flash when taking pictures in a nighttime setting.
And just looking at this phone makes me really, really want it. And if the reports are correct about it having a replaceable battery in it, even better. For me, I have an iPhone, and I have to use a device called a Mophie. And what a Mophie does is it's an external battery for the iPhone, and it trickle charges your battery. So when your battery runs down the iPhone, it charges it back up for you. And with that Mophie unit, I'm probably getting from 6 a.m. to about 9 p.m. before I plug it in, and I got about 30% left of battery life. But what a great find by Gizmodo there, and some great reporting, and I really feel bad for that engineer who lost that phone.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I was reading through Gizmodo.com today, and apparently they had some of the tablet photos that were leaked to them, and they discovered, after seeing that they had the real deal, that they actually had photos of the new fourth-generation iPhone with these tablet photos and didn't know it.
Yeah, I saw that, because actually I saw Engadget had pictures of them, the phone, on Saturday. And then Gizmodo had the phone actually in hand. And, putting things together. And it was funny, if you watch the Engadget coverage of it, people kept reporting that the photo was a fake, it was a Japanese clone knockoff. And guess what? It wasn't. And I thought it was hilarious that Gizmodo said they returned the phone if they got a letter from Apple requesting the phone back. And Apple's attorneys actually sent them over a letter requesting their property back, which kind of confirms it is the real deal.
Yeah, exactly. And Great job to Gizmodo. Keep up the coverage, and I really want to see this thing hands-on, and can't wait to see what AT&T and also Apple announces with this, and hopefully other carriers as well, such as T-Mobile, Verizon, and everybody else.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. And also in Apple News today, they announced that on April 30th at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, you can go to your local Apple store and pick up the new 3G version of the iPad. And I got to tell you something, Bob. I was actually thinking about going and picking one up, but now I'm thinking about not picking one up. I have my iPhone jailbroken, and I turned on tethering, and it's a perfect combination, Bob, to have your iPhone tethered to your iPad, and the internet experience on it is tremendous no matter where you are.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little skeptical. I want to see how the network, AT&T networks, performs with the new iPad, and especially with their internet tier pricing that they offered for the iPad. It's going to be really attractive to those folks who want to spend the $14, $15 a month to be able to have the 3G service on their iPad.
Yeah, well, remember, the lower price there is only for 250 megabytes. And if you're doing like I'm doing, and I'm watching a lot of movies off of it, and just doing a lot of internet-enabled applications, my greatest use of the iPad is that I think it's the ultimate radio ever made. At your fingertips, and easy to carry around, you can listen to almost every radio station on Earth. As long as they're broadcast on the internet, you can listen to them on the iPad. And every night I go to bed and I got a pillow speaker under my pillow, and I'm enjoying a different radio station every night, and it's really cool to hear different things from around the world. Last night I was listening to Classic Rock Station from Australia, and it was just awesome to be able to hear this stuff live and in real time, you know, without leaving my home. It was really, really cool. It's like listening to shortwave radio. I don't know how many people out there have done that. You know, the joy you get of tuning in a faraway station that you can't pick up normally, it's just really, really cool.
Yeah, I know. That's the way I looked at it, trying to pick up American stations on a station overseas in Iraq. You know, you get that fun and joy. And it's like, hey, cool, something I'm familiar with. Scott, have you had a chance to play with the Sling application on...
I've had a chance to play with the Sling application on the iPad. And it works, and unfortunately, it's the iPhone resolution. So when you blow up the screen to two times, it's all just, you know, it's blown up. It's not bad looking; it's just not as crisp as it could be. But I'm told sometime around the May June timeframe, we'll be seeing an iPad version of the Sling Player. And my only worry here is that I feel that. The EchoStar folks may try charging people another $30 to download the iPad version of the program instead of giving it as a free upgrade to the iPhone version. And if they do it, I'll have to pay it because I want it, but I won't be happy about it.
Yeah, I know how you feel, Scott. And really, you would think that it would be the same, being that the software is the same. It's just a matter of changing the resolutions on the in the software of what...
Well, I don't know. I just hope they don't charge for it again because the iPhone software hasn't been out long enough for it to warrant another 100% price increase to get the updated version of it. So let's see here. Reading the chat room right now from Bluegrass. He said he contacted Dish on their Facebook fan page about them on saying that they have 200 channels, and this is what they told me. We always want to add more HD, but even with this announcement from the other guys, we still have way more. True, they do have more, but it depends how you count it. To be honest with you, Bob, DirecTV's announcement today didn't really impress me too much, just because it was missing many of the channels that people are wanting that, you know, that Dish currently has. And hopefully the list today that we've seen for the channels being launched is just the beginning. And I have a feeling that it may be just the beginning. So that's some good news there.
Yeah, really, it seems like a lot of the channels that DirecTV has, they're just playing catch-up with what Dish has, mainly adding movie channels for premium networks. And while it's good to see that, because that was one thing that DirecTV was lacking, I'm going to wait and see, and hopefully here in a couple months, DirecTV will add a slew more, and we'll see where the true HD leader lies then.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And the best thing about all this, Bob, is it's more HD for everybody. It doesn't matter if you have Dish or DirecTV. Competition is a great thing, and we're seeing the benefits of it right now. I want to change the talking a little bit here because, fortunately, it doesn't look like DigiBlur is going to be getting in on the line tonight. He was going to try calling in, and he's in Louisiana where his cell phone service is spotty, and he's traveling currently, so he must not have cell phone signal. But I want to talk about the Satellite Guys server for a minute because, as you may have noticed, the past couple days, Satellite Guys has been down a lot. And it was very, very frustrating to have the site down. And, man, I was almost brought to tears a couple times because various support people told me that the server was dying and server couldn't handle it anymore and blah, blah, blah. And these are new servers. They're only 1 or 2 years old, depending on the server. And it was very depressing having the server down and not being able to figure out why. But the good news is we got a great tech from cPanel. cPanel is the control software we run on Satellite Guys, which updates all our stuff behind the scenes. So we're running the latest and greatest security patches and things like that. And we were working with cPanel support, and we had a great technician work on our server last night. And he decided he wasn't going to go home until he fixed the problem with the server. A gentleman's name is Gary. And Gary worked on it for a good, I would say, 6-7 hours last night and eventually found the problem and corrected it. And hats off to you, Gary. I can't thank you enough. It feels good to have Satellite Guys back and operational once again. And I do apologize to everybody for the downtime. It was something that was completely 100% out of our control. Essentially what happened was, and at first we thought it was a hard drive issue because one of our hard drives in our RAID array died, but that was not it. What the ultimate problem was one of the new Zend extensions was not playing nice with our caching software. So they had to disable the Zend software in PHP, and I know it's a lot of technical goop, but essentially by disabling that and restarting everything, they got everything running fine, but the guy went through a ton of stuff trying to find out what was wrong there. So thank you to Gary. I told him I was going to mention him on the air tonight. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough. And it's good to have Satellite Guys back on the line again. And it's good to have all our friends back who couldn't get to the site over the past couple days. Again, I sincerely apologize for it. I'm embarrassed by the downtime, but it feels good to be back.
Yeah, it looked like some of the guys was beat up there for a little while. It was black and blue and all kinds of different colors, and I'm glad to see it bounce back.
Yeah, it was really hard for me, Bob, because the cPanel guys were in there working, and if I wanted to, I could restart certain services and have the site come back online for another 10 or 15 minutes before it would crash again. But I couldn't do that because they were in there working trying to figure out what was going on, and I didn't want to interrupt them in trying to fix it. I found that annoying, but ultimately it paid off in the end, and we are back, and everything is humming along nicely, and I'm very, very happy with it. People keep asking in the chat room, what's going on with DirecTV 12? Well, we haven't heard anything new from it. We heard that they asked for another extension, but no new news or updates on it. And in fact, I was told by somebody, and this is not verified, but these new HD channels that they're adding, they could technically add them without DirecTV 12 being there. And how they do it, I guess, would be lowering the resolution slightly on some of the other channels to fit them in. So they can get the 30 channels up there without DirecTV 12. Hopefully they don't have to do that, but we've got our fingers crossed that DirecTV 12 is going to make it there.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to lower the resolution to what Dish has on some of their HD channels, which is 1440 by 1080.
Well, that's the rumor, but I honestly, knowing DirecTV, I don't honestly believe it. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, and we're waiting to see DirecTV 12 start moving into its location, and we want it to get there because more HDTV on DirecTV means more HDTV for everybody, no matter who your provider is, because competition is a great thing. Well, Bob, we're coming up to our last minute here, so I want to thank everybody for listening to the Satellite Guys radio show over the past 2 months, and we're going to keep doing the show. It's just not going to be a weekly show. Just as we have information to bring you, we'll do shows, we'll announce them. So we hope you'll continue to tune in. Anything you got to say, Bob, before we go?
Thank you to Mr. X, who came in and told us all about DirecTV Revolution, and I look more forward to Mr. X's coverage, not only of Revolution, but also of Team Summit coming up.
You're right, and Mr. X has brought us in a bunch of pictures. I'll be posting those online later tonight, and that's a good thing. So we'll catch you guys next time we do the show, whenever that will be. And for those listening to us on the Blog Talk Radio Network, stick around because the After Party Party is coming up. So stay tuned for that. Okay, Bob, we'll see you next week. And to everybody else, we'll see you.